Yay, God. Who has a Bible this morning? Everybody bring a Bible? Why do you always make us bring our Bible? Because the Bible is God speaking to me, or God speaking to you. And if you don't bring it, I don't know what you're expecting to hear. God is going to speak to you through His Word, and we're going to get into that today. I'm quite excited about it. This is one of the gifts of the Spirit as we've been going through this series on the person and work of the Holy Spirit. I see this gift functioning more and more here in this church and in the people in this church. And it all has to do with the Word of God, which we will see, okay? I'll just get right into it. What is prophecy? Prophecy is just plain speaking God's Word. That's where do you think the Word came from? Right? How do we get this? It was prophecy, came through holy men of old, spake as they were, what, moved by the Holy Ghost. And they wrote it down, and voila, we hold it in our hand. So we have something by which to judge all our other prophecies that come through, right? I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but let's get into this because this is very exciting. We can have God speaking to us on a regular basis. Would that be good for you? God telling you what you need to know. God encouraging you when you feel down. God! Yes. You think He knows what to say to you when you're discouraged? He knows exactly what to say to you about every situation. He's not going to come up and say, man, you're discouraged. I feel sorry for you. Whoa, I don't know how to help you. Wish I had something to say. No, that's not God. God knows the exact thing to say to you. He's going to say some things to you this morning that you never thought of, and I'm believing it will profoundly affect you. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for your precious, holy, written word. Thank you for your Holy Spirit who wrote the word. Holy Spirit, I ask you this morning to open up my mouth. Grant a door of utterance open. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that I may speak as the oracles of God, that I may speak what you once said. And Holy Ghost, I ask you to minister to the ears of the people here so that their ear can be wide open. Ears wide open so the word can enter in and be established deep in their spirit and then grow and produce fruit in Jesus' holy name. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Frivos. Well, let's open up to our original scripture here that we've been going off of. 1 Corinthians 2, 4 through 5. I am going to blast right through these so that we can get to where we're going today. Why do you always go over the same scriptures over and over again? Well, why not? That's what I say. They're all good, and I get something new out of them every time. And besides, it builds upon, right? Each scripture, principle upon principle, precept upon precept, they're built into a structure, glory to God, that I'm trying to build on the inside of you. You don't know this, but I've been trying to lay bricks on the inside of your spirit to build a structure that you can function in and flow in all the gifts of the Spirit as the Spirit wills. Wouldn't that be good? To be able to flow in all the gifts of the Spirit. Not the gifts of me, the gifts of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let's read our verse here. Here. Glory. I have to get there first. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power. What was in demonstration of the Spirit and power? It was Paul's speech and preaching was in a manifestation. We talked about this last week. The demonstration of the Spirit is the visible, open showing of the Spirit. The making visible of the Holy Spirit and His power came through Paul's speech and preaching. I was talking to Sharon last night about this. We were talking about various ways of healing. The majority of time, look at it, through the ministry of Jesus, when there were thousands upon thousands, what was the basic way Obviously, we have ways where you can take some spittle and you rub it, you know, and you put dirt in the guy's eye or something. That was just one case. One time out of the thousands upon thousands of people that got healed, what was regular way for Jesus? To speak the word or lay hands on them. That's the way. That is the number one way. So if you have somebody who's sick or something, number one way is what? To lay hands on them and speak words. What are you going to speak? You're going to speak the word of God. You're going to speak healing. You're going to tell sickness to leave while you're laying hands on them. It's so simple, okay? Demonstration of the Spirit or demonstration of Jesus is that. Speaking words. Speaking words, okay? There's always the word. Glory be to God. Let's go to our next scripture. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Yeah. Now the Lord is that Spirit. We talked about this quite at length on Friday night. The Spirit of the Lord. The Lord is that Spirit. Jesus is Lord. He said he's going to manifest himself through what? Through the Holy Spirit. So when the manifestation of Jesus comes, it is through the Spirit of God. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So if the Spirit of the Lord is someone, somewhere, and he's doing something, there will be what? Liberty. Liberty, not bondage, right? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is increased sickness and disease and increased poverty. No. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And I've been trying to show you here. We'll quickly go to this, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 8. I'll read in verse 7, but the manifestation, once again, the making visible of the Holy Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the what? By the Spirit, the word of wisdom. By to another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. So right off, he's saying, how is the demonstration going to come? How is the manifestation going to come? It's going to come through words. Okay? What if you had a word of wisdom and you didn't speak it? Well, it wouldn't come to pass, would it? It wouldn't be a manifestation of it. The first manifestation, we'll get into this in just a second, was what? When the Holy Spirit comes on, you spoke words. Why? This is God's method. What did God do in the beginning? How did he create this entire place that you're standing on right here that's hurling through space at a ridiculous speed? He spoke it into existence. Then everything else forms and frames around those same things that he created with, which are words. But now in the New Testament, he does something different. He doesn't use words anymore. Wrong. Words. Thank God we all have tongues, and we can get in agreement with God. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues, but all these worketh that one and the self same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he wills. He is willing and he is working, right? This is key to all the gifts of the Spirit. It is by the Spirit, it is as he wills, and it is him working, okay? It never becomes us working. Moses, when he held his stick over the water in the working of miracles, and I think that's the next one on our list going up. I'll just preface next week's message, this week. When he held his stick over the water, was it him working? Was he actually working? Well, I suppose he was holding his stick over the water, if you want to call that work. What do you do for a living? I hold sticks over water. No, it was God working. The gift of the working of miracles. Listen to me, it's God working the miracle. Okay? Yes. All right. That's really getting ahead of myself. Here, let's slow down. Didn't I say that last week? You got to slow down. Okay, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 3. I'm glad you brought your Bible because I just have all kinds of scriptures today. Now, if you notice, we've been going back up through these wonderful nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. They are His workings. This is just nine of the ways that the Holy Ghost works, right? We've been going backwards up through them. The first liberty that comes on every person, when they receive the Holy Spirit, their tongue is loosed, they have a liberty to speak in other tongues. Then, as they yield to that liberty, and I said you continue, they can pray that they may interpret, right? So then, you have two of the gifts already. Then we talked about how do we know when we're interpreting, well, if we're speaking in tongues, and how do we know the difference between a tongue that's interpretable and just a regular prayer language? And I said it's the discerning of spirits. And then I made a really bold statement that said the discerning of spirits was the key to all of the other ones, okay? Now, was that fast enough for you? I'm trying to recap all this stuff to bring you back on to where we are. And then the next that we're talking about today, to another, prophecy. Now, when the Spirit of the Lord comes on you, let's quickly turn over there. Go with me to Acts chapter 19. There we go. Acts chapter 19. We see this a lot when people receive the Holy Spirit. Glory to God forever. Acts chapter 19 and verse 6. And when Paul had laid his what? His hands upon them. Regular way. He didn't lay his feet. He didn't spit at them. He didn't do anything weird. He just laid his hands on them. Okay? When Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Ghost came on them. And they what? Spake with tongues. It's very important that you realize they spoke. Right? They spoke. He laid hands on, they spoke. Same thing, regular way. He laid his hands on them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. Okay? The initial evidence always is that you speak with tongues. It is the first liberty. And as you go up the list, there's another liberty called prophecy. Well, what is prophecy? Do we have a definition of prophecy that we can go by? Isn't that just where you see into the future? Isn't that, when you levitate off the ground and your beard gets long and pointy? Isn't that prophecy? No, that's not prophecy. Now, prophecy can contain an element of the word of wisdom, which is a word about the future. Right? That's where we get the Old Testament prophets. But let's look at what we're talking about today, the simple gift of prophecy, which is a liberty. Is that clear? The Holy Ghost came on them. The first liberty was they spoke in tongues and prophesied. The liberty came on them. All right? And I have a really good story that I'm going to get to about that, about King Saul. But let me just establish this quickly here. Glory be to God forever. Where is it there? Well, go with me to 1 Corinthians 14. I know where it is. I'm just trying to find it up on my screen there. And, well... 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 3. He that prophesies, remember I said, do we have a definition of it? This is the Bible definition of prophecy. He that prophesies speaks unto men to edification, exhortation, and comfort. Is there anything in there that says, talking about the future? Is there anything in there that says that you are revealing something that no one else knows? Some great mystery. No, you are speaking by the Spirit of God. Remember, by the Spirit of God, a liberty comes on you, and you are able to speak under that liberty to someone, to men, women, mankind, unto edification, exhortation, and comfort. The key word here is speak once again. Glory be to God forever. The liberties of the Spirit, or the gifts of the Spirit, all function when you are in the Spirit. Glory be to God forever. Now go with me to 1 Samuel 10. 1 Samuel 10, that's very close to the beginning of your Bible. Glory be to God. And I want to show you a little bit about what goes on here with the liberty of prophecy that comes on people. All right, let's begin in verse 5. Saul, who is to be anointed king, was told by Samuel to do certain things, and he did them. He obeyed. I'll begin in verse 5. After that, thou shalt come to the hill of God, and there is a garrison of the Philistines, and it shall come to pass when thou art come thither to the city, that thou shalt meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place with a psaltery and a tabret and a pipe and a harp before them, and they shall prophesy. All right? What do we say prophecy was? To speak unto men, to edification, exhortation, and comfort. So they were speaking. Verse 6, and the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you. Now hang on, what do we say? The Spirit of the Lord, when he came on them, remember in Acts 19, they spoke with tongues and prophesied. Same Holy Spirit, he doesn't change a whole lot, does he? Same Holy Spirit way back then with Saul, same Holy Spirit today, he comes on you, something happens. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you shall prophesy with them, and shall be turned into another man. Verse 7, and let it be when these signs are come unto thee. Now, listen, this is a sign. Is it a sign when the Spirit of the Lord comes on you and prophesy? Remember, the Spirit of the Lord came on certain people and they prophesied about Jesus. It was a sign of his coming. It is a manifestation of the Holy Spirit, a making visible of the Holy Spirit. Prophecy, speaking unto men, edification, exhortation, and comfort. Let it be when these signs are come unto thee, that thou do as occasion serve thee, for God is with thee. What does that say to you? That says liberty to me. And that's what I've found, that when the Holy Spirit comes and I know there's a prophecy there, all of a sudden I have a liberty. A liberty. Well, aren't you scared that you might say the wrong thing? No, because I'm in a liberty at that point. Like a big bubble that comes down and sits on you. And you have words that you aren't even thinking of, and you're able to prophesy. There's a liberty. How could he say this to Saul? Saul isn't born again. Saul wasn't even living right. And as we watch his life, he was really pretty much a goon. And I'll show that in the next scripture we go to. But the Spirit of the Lord came on him. He had a liberty to prophesy. Where did this liberty come from? Saul? No, obviously it came from the Holy Spirit, and he was able to speak words. What words did he speak? Hopefully I'll get into this. Okay, let's go to my next verse here is 1 Samuel 19. Now, if you've tracked the life of Saul, right here in 19, Saul had been chasing King David down. He'd thrown spears at him twice, trying to pin him to the wall, the Bible says. Not very Christian behavior. Okay? He's basically forsaken his kingdom to try to hunt down this King David. Tracking him in caves and killing people, trying to find David. This is not what you should be doing, right? This is not how you're following the Lord. The Bible says the Spirit of the Lord left him and an evil spirit came on him, and he started to find David. Ooh, I want to kill David. Okay, so obviously, he's not living a very good life right now. Verse 23, we're still talking about Saul. This is when he's in this terrible state. He's literally trying to kill David, who is a man after God's own heart. Evil spirit? Oh, yeah. Okay. Saul went thither to Naoth in Ramah, and the Spirit of God was upon him also, and he went on and prophesied until he came to Naoth in Ramah. Verse 24, and he stripped off his clothes also and prophesied before Samuel in like manner and lay down naked all day that day and all that night. Wherefore they say, is Saul also among the prophets? How could this be? Here's a man who's obviously oppressed anyway by an evil spirit, and the Spirit of the Lord came on him again. I'll give you a key, because the Spirit of the Lord would come on the king. In the Old Testament, it would come on the king and the high priest and prophets. Saul's still king. David knew that. That's why David would not lift up his hand against Saul. And once again, even though Saul is living garbage of a life, the Spirit of the Lord came on him and he had once again a liberty to prophesy. Does that make sense? A liberty came on him so that he can prophesy. Well, I don't know if I can prophesy. You can. When the Spirit of the Lord gives you a liberty. There's a verse of Scripture, and we won't turn there, that a lot of people preach on. It says, and you may all prophesy one by one. Yes, you may all prophesy when the Holy Spirit comes on you and gives you a liberty to prophesy. Right? All these are the gifts of the Spirit. They come on you as He wills. It's his working. So to take that out of context and say you may all prophesy one by one is really pretty far out of context, okay? I hope you see that. Glory be to God forever. Well, John chapter 3 and verse 24. Now this is where we get into the crux of, I believe, what God was saying to me to tell you this morning. Do you understand that all of the gifts of the Spirit function when you're in the Spirit? All of the gifts of the Spirit are liberties that come on you as He wills. It's something you can do when He comes on. I can't stand up here and just start prophesying, right? But when the Spirit of the Lord comes on me in that grace or liberty to prophesy, then it's like a fish in water. He told Saul to just do as occasion serves you. When the Spirit of the Lord comes on you, just do whatever you're moved to do. Why? Because the Spirit of the Lord's on you. If the Spirit of the Lord's on you, don't do whatever you have occasion to do. He'd be throwing spears into King David. Right? There's a difference. When the liberties or the gifts of the Spirit come on you, you will have a liberty to do something you don't normally do. Glory be to God forever. You'll be able to step out beyond yourself and do the miraculous. John chapter 3, verse 34. This is John the Baptist talking about Jesus. For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for God gives not the Spirit by measure unto him. He's talking about Jesus. He whom God has sent speaks the words of God. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. The Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The Lord is that Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And then he said, one of the liberties that comes on you will be the ability to speak words. Words that edify, words that build up, words that comfort. Where are these words coming from? The Spirit of the Lord, right? There's a liberty to speak words. So, have you ever heard anyone say, thus says the Lord? Well, no, that's just you saying stuff, and then at the end you just put, thus says the Lord. No, you are literally saying the words in the Spirit, in that spirit of liberty, that the Lord is saying. What Lord? The Spirit of the Lord. He becomes Lord at that point. That's how he could say, Saul, do whatever God tells you to do at that point, because the Lord is on you. He's literally Lord of your mouth, Lord of your actions while you're in that liberty. Does that make sense? He whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for God gives not the Spirit by measure unto him. Glory be to God. 2 Peter chapter 2. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty to what? Prophesy. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gives utterance. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty to interpret a tongue. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty to see into the Spirit and to see what God is saying and discern the difference between. Glory be to God forever. 2 Peter 1 and verse 21. For the what? The prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God, what? Spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Once again, we have the word will. Didn't come by their will. So what will did it come by? It came by the will of the Lord. He came on them, and then they spoke what? What did they speak? They spoke his words. And this is what you've got to see. You begin to speak his words. Now, what I'm trying to do is get you, bring this body to a place where you can prophesy. And the only way you can do that is to know the framework of how this gift functions. It comes by a liberty. It comes by his will. Then it comes by what? His words. Right? You getting that? Prophecy came not in old time by the will of men, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God forever. Yes, hallelujah. Jeremiah 1:9. Holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. See, now you're going through this Bible like crazy. You know, because there is, get this. What is the Bible? Okay? It's the Word of God, right? So if you're going to talk about prophecy, which is what? God speaking, that's how this whole Bible came into existence, right? Jeremiah 1:9, then the Lord put forth his hand. The hand of the Lord is usually the Holy Ghost, okay? When you're using types. He put forth his hand and touched my mouth. The Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. Does that make sense? When you prophesy, are you speaking your own words? Okay, now this is what I've heard other people say, other whole denominations, when they talk about the gifts of the Spirit, that prophecy is preaching. That's what prophecy is. It's preaching because you're speaking unto men to exhortation, edification, and comfort. And so I can give up here and I give a homily and a simile and a merrily and I don't know what all those things are. Hermeneutics or something, right? All of this stuff, that's preaching. That's what prophecy is. And the word of wisdom, that's just wisdom. That's wisdom. Don't go out in the road when there's a lot of traffic. That's the word of wisdom to you. Don't do that. No, see, they've naturalized the supernatural gifts of God because they don't want to acknowledge that the Holy Spirit has the ability to come on people and give them liberties to say, "Thus says the Lord." That's what prophecy is. And you're not telling somebody the future. We can get into that. In prophecy, then you could be speaking a word of wisdom and a word of knowledge and many other. You could speak healing, right? Thus says the Lord, you're healed. Well, that the thus says the Lord part was the word of prophecy. Then the gift of healing came into that. You understand? This contains all the other gifts. All the gifts of the Spirit function by the Holy Ghost. It's a manifestation of Him. And prophecy is when He's saying something. Right? That's the big part of prophecy. You speak what God says. You have a liberty to say, "Thus says the Lord." And it's supernatural. Look what He told Jeremiah. "Then the Lord put forth His hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth." Let me ask you a question. Even though Jeremiah was called to be a prophet from before he was born, the Bible says that. Did he have the ability to speak God's words before the Lord touched his mouth? Which is a type of the Holy Ghost? No. Same way, you don't have a liberty to speak in tongues unless the Holy Ghost comes on you, right? Then you have a liberty to speak in tongues. You'll have a liberty to prophesy when the Holy Ghost comes on you, just like this. He put forth His hand, touched His mouth, and said, "Behold, I've put my words in your mouth." Once again, touched Him and said something. "Thus says the Lord," right? Glory be to God forever. I believe I'm looking for Romans here. Let's see. There. That's the one. Romans 12, verse 6.
You mean it talks about prophecy in the book of Romans?
Yes, glory be to God. The book of Romans is prophecy. The whole Bible is prophecy. Glory be to God forever. Talks about tongues in Romans 2, if you don't like that. We are talking about a progression here. If you receive the Holy Spirit and you speak with tongues, and you continue to speak in tongues on a regular basis, God will enable you through liberty an interpretation of tongues. He will also give you the liberty to discern between. In the main portion, I hope I stressed this enough last week, that the real reason for the discerning of spirits is to discern, see, and know what the Holy Spirit is moving. The discerning of spirits. But the main spirit we need to discern is the Holy Spirit, right? When He's doing something, you can discern what He's doing and then agree with Him. One of the things you will discern is when the Holy Ghost comes on you to prophesy. You'll go, "Yep, that's the spirit of prophecy. The Holy Ghost came on them, they spoke with tongues and prophesied." All of the other gifts of the Spirit will function the same way. The Holy Ghost will come on you and you'll see something and you'll know something. Okay? Glory be to God. So, brother, how can we know the spirit of prophecy? How can we increase in the spirit of prophecy? Let me show you a real key verse here. If you don't have this underlined, you need to do that and put stars next to it. Glory be to God forever. Romans chapter 12 and verse 6. "Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us according to the liberty given to you. That's what grace is. It's a liberty. It's a freedom. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Have you ever heard someone come up in a church and prophesy, and it sounded like this? Now, no laughing, okay? This is what it sounded like. Oh, little children, this is the Lord speaking to you. Oh, be comforted. I love you very much. I'm comforting you today. You ever heard that? I mean, obviously that's an extreme thing, but right? See, Alan's laughing over here. He's heard that before. I've heard that so many times, okay? And it's all right. It's still the spirit of prophecy. I am not knocking it, okay? Glory to God that the Spirit of the Lord came on that person and they had the liberty to prophesy. So I'm not making fun of him. But what I want to point out with this verse of Scripture is their proportion of faith was so small that that's all they could say. All they know is that God loves them and cares for them. So they couldn't prophesy out beyond that. Does that make sense? Unless a word of wisdom came on her, and I don't care if you're a donkey, which is the nice way of saying that. If the spirit of the word of wisdom comes on you with the spirit of prophecy, and by the way, that's what that was. And a discerning of spirits, because he saw into the spirit realm. And we're talking about a donkey here. Remember Balaam's ass? Spirit of the Lord came on him, and he spoke under the anointing. He saw into the spirit. He discerned an angel. He told him the future. A donkey. Well, I'll never be used in the gifts of the Spirit, for I am unworthy. No, a donkey is much more unworthy than you. Okay, he's the beast of burden. All right, the Spirit of the Lord came on Saul. He had just been trying to kill David. Spirit of the Lord came on him. All right, so obviously our worthiness has nothing to do with his will. He wills to use you. And when you yield to him, it's his words, okay? That's where we need to discern the difference between, because somebody can stand up and we all know that they are not living right, right? We know that that person has serious problems. But the Spirit of the Lord comes on them. Who's speaking at that point? The Spirit of God. The Spirit of the Lord. They just bumped into that liberty. And some people, unfortunately for some of us, are just more easily moved and more easily open to this presence in the Spirit of the Lord. And they're bolder and they'll just stand up and go with it. Like my wife, she'll do anything. I have to calm her down. I'll relax. I feel I must jump over these pews. Go for it. I want to see that. All right? Well, some of us are a little more reserved, but I'm telling you, as the Spirit of the Lord comes on you, you are turned into a different person, and you'll say things that you'll go, I really said that? Because it's not you speaking. It's not your liberty. Does that make sense? It's the liberty of the Lord that comes on you, and you'll do wild and crazy things. Because he does wild and crazy things. He's the Holy Ghost. He's the most radical, wonderful person you will ever meet, and he will change you. He changed Saul and said, you'll be turned into a different man when he comes on you. My goal in life is to stay in that presence, in that liberty. There could be nothing better. Glory be to God forever. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. This is the key to where you can increase in your accuracy and your ability for God to move on you with the gift of prophecy. What is it? Your faith built in the Word. And whatever level of Word you have in you, let's say you've memorized the whole book of Psalms. Somebody pokes you and Psalms 119 comes out. Blah, blah, the whole thing. Why? Because you're so full of the Word. Remember the other scripture we just talked about? It said, he who speaks God's Word. The Spirit is not given to him by measure. So if all day long you refuse to speak anything but God's word, the measure and liberty of the Spirit for prophecy will come on you stronger. Does that make sense? And you'll be able to prophesy more profoundly because you know what he said before. And as you're discerning between words as they're coming up, you're not going to say something weird because you know what he said before and you recognize his voice. When you get into the Bible and you begin to hear and understand the tone of the Holy Spirit and what he's saying, it's the same Spirit that wrote the Bible that is going to come out your mouth and confirm the Bible and manifest the Bible in people's lives. Prophecy, listen, is a manifestation of the word of God. So when somebody stands up and prophesies, they are giving manifestation to the word of the Lord today. Does that make sense? Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. I would dare say that people who are not in the Word on a regular basis have nothing to say. And it's unfortunate because the Spirit of the Lord can come on them in prophecy and there's nothing there for them to say. Or they say weird things. And that's unfortunate. And I don't know, if you've been in circles long enough, in Christian circles, you'll see weird things because people don't, they're not founded in the Word. Prophecy of necessity began with the Word, it is the Word, and it ends with the Word. You are literally speaking the Word of God. All right? Is that a good thing? 1 Peter 4:11. 1 Peter 4, verse 11. I'm going to read verse 10. It's amazing how many times Peter's saying the same thing, Paul says the same thing, the Bible saying in the Old Testament saying the same thing. It's the same thing. When you have two or three or four or ten witnesses saying the same thing, this is good ground to stand on, right? Glory be to God forever. Verse 10, as every man has received the gift, or the what? The liberty. Even so, minister to the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Verse 11, if any man speak, let him speak as of the oracles of God. Glory be to God forever. If any man speak, let him speak of the oracles of God. Well, doesn't that seem a little extreme? No, not when you look at verse 10. He says, you're doing this in the graces of the Spirit. Then you're speaking as of the oracles or the words. It comes from the same Greek word, logos. If you had your Dakes Bible, it'd say it right in there. Logos. Do we all know what logos is? I could go on scripture after scripture. Prophecy is the testimony of Jesus, right? It means the words of Jesus. You are speaking the words of God in the Spirit. It is a great gift. How are you going to know what to speak other than the liberty coming on you? What kind of reserve do you have in you for the Spirit of God to move on you to give forth these words? This should encourage you to spend more time in His Word, right? More time praying in the Spirit. The Spirit of liberty will come on you to prophesy, to speak to men, edification, exhortation and comfort. What are those words that you're going to speak to the men? They are the words that the Lord is giving to you. Therefore, if you know His Word, right? And there's a fine line here, okay? Because I've heard other people that will stand up and just quote scriptures to people, and that's okay. It edifies, it comforts. But it is not the direct interpretation of this gift of prophecy, which is a supernatural grace and liberty that comes on you to speak words that are of the Spirit of the Lord. All right? Glory be to God forever. Well, I believe we'll end it right here. I hope that that got through to you. Father, in Jesus' name, I believe that through the speaking of your word, grace deposits and truth impartations occur. Father, I thank you that right now we receive liberties among the people in the gift of prophecy. Holy Ghost, I ask you to open up that gift to people. And they may have never walked in it before, but as they're praying and as they're in the Spirit, let that begin to take place and loose, and then let them speak as of the oracles of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I believe I receive it. Let us all stand in your word and in your holy presence that you may be pleased. In Jesus' name, amen.